Section 7 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. From the Valley of the Giants by Osbert Sitwell. We climbed beneath the tropic trees. Like swords their leaves unfold, their limbs bear swelling gourds like tumors, bearing blossoms that transcribe the wicked flicker of the insect tribe, who, drunk with heavy honey as with gore, crawl on the fleshy petals, till the roar of some huge creature that proud and alone prowls in the forest rouses them to drone. Within the venomed mesh of this rank mane flash sequent birds that tear the air in twain, and flecked with fierce green light, the hot ground seethes with buzzing furious sound, as if it breathes in fever. Still, we climb the cone-shaped hill, till suddenly, the living world is still. The blood-red curtain of the sun is torn aside, and through it there is faintly borne the slumbering night, until there fell around a silence that meant more than any sound. Then, like a waterfall, did darkness come with splashing of cool winds that seemed like foam, and in the dim pavilions above, the crooning turtle who acclaims his love is rocked as on a wave, and looks below in wonder. Do the rippling waters flow there with sweet movement? Will he see there soon, clearly reflected, the refulgent moon? Now those more arrogant birds that peck the fruit, gilded by sunlight, are ashamed and mute. Just as their jeweled plumes that caught the stark, crude daylight colors, now fade into dark. While the dear humble dove bears on its wings the sheen that moonlight to deep water brings, and those proud flowers, like open wounds and spears, are hid by darkness, with its welling tears, the dew has washed them, and we only see the pallid blossoms that again set free nocturnal sweetness, until now closed up within the ivory prison of each cup. For here each evening when dusk falls, the flowers are rung by gentle winds as bells in towers, till in each chalice, white and open wide, the dew-reflected stars tremble and hide. For night, more cruel than the cruel day, hides and dissembles, makes the moonbeam play in velvet, soothing softness. On that strife of trees and living things that men call life. End of section.